The first letter from Yeshua's emissary, Yohanan. First Yohanan. First John. The Word, which gives life. He existed from the beginning. We have heard him. We have seen him with our eyes. We have contemplated him. We have touched him with our hands. The life appeared, and we have seen it. We are testifying to it and announcing it to you, eternal life. He was with the Father, and he appeared to us. What we have seen and heard, we are proclaiming to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. And this is the message which we have heard from him and proclaim to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him, none. If we claim to have fellowship with him while we are walking in the darkness, we are lying and not living out the truth. But if we are walking in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of his Son Yeshua purifies us from all sin. If we claim not to have sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, then since he is trustworthy and just, he will forgive them and purify us from all wrongdoing. If we claim we have not been sinning, we are making him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My children, I am writing you these things so that you won't sin. But if anyone does sin, we have Yeshua the Messiah, the Tzaddik, who pleads our cause with the Father. Also, he is the Kapara for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for those of the whole world. The way we can be sure we know him is if we are obeying his commands. Anyone who says, "I know him," but doesn't obey his commands is a liar. The truth is not in him. But if someone does what he says, then truly love for God has been brought to its goal in him. This is how we are sure that we are united with him. A person who claims to be continuing in union with him ought to conduct his life the way he did. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command. On the contrary, it is an old command which you have had from the beginning. The old command is the message which you have heard before. Yet I am writing you a new command, and its truth is seen both in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in this light while hating his brother is still in the dark. The person who keeps loving his brother remains in the light, and there is nothing in him that could make him trip. But the person who hates his brother is in the dark. Yes, he is walking in the dark, and he doesn't know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. You children, I am writing you because your sins have been forgiven for his sake. You fathers, I am writing you because you have known him who has existed from the beginning. You young people, I am writing you because you have overcome the evil one. You children, I have written you because you have known the Father. You fathers, I have written you because you have known him who has existed from the beginning. You young people, I have written you because you are strong. The word of God remains in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If someone loves the world, then love for the Father is not in him. Because all the things of the world, the desires of the old nature, the desires of the eyes, and the pretensions of life are not from the Father, but from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does God's will remains forever. Children, this is the last hour. You have heard that an anti-Messiah is coming. And in fact, many anti-Messiahs have arisen now, which is how we know that this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they weren't part of us. For had they been part of us, they would have remained with us. But you have received the Messiah's anointing from HaKadosh, and you know all this. It is not because you don't know the truth that I have written to you, but because you do know it, and because no lie has its origin in the truth. Who is a liar at all, if not the person who denies that Yeshua is the Messiah? Such a person is an anti-Messiah. He is denying the Father and the Son. Everyone who denies the Son is also without the Father. But the person who acknowledges the Son has the Father as well. Let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, you will also remain in union with both the Son and the Father. And this is what he has promised us, eternal life. I have written you these things about the people who are trying to deceive you. As for you, the messianic anointing you received from the Father remains in you, so that you have no need for anyone to teach you. On the contrary, as his messianic anointing continues to teach you about all things, and is true, not a counterfeit, so just as he taught you, remain united with him. And now, children, remain united with him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink back from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you should also know that he is the father of everyone who does what is right. See what love the Father has lavished on us in letting us be called God's children. For that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it has not known him. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and it has not yet been made clear what we will become. We do know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him as he really is. And everyone who has this hope in him continues purifying himself, since God is pure. Everyone who keeps sinning is violating Torah. Indeed, sin is violation of Torah. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and that there is no sin in him. So no one who remains united with him continues sinning. Everyone who does continue sinning has neither seen him nor known him. Children, don't let anyone deceive you. It is the person that keeps on doing what is right who is righteous, just as God is righteous. The person who keeps on sinning is from the adversary, because from the very beginning the adversary has kept on sinning. No one who has God as his father keeps on sinning, because the seed planted by God remains in him. That is, he cannot continue sinning because he has God as his father. Here is how one can distinguish clearly between God's children and those of the adversary. Everyone who does not continue doing what is right is not from God. Likewise, anyone who fails to keep loving his brother is not from God. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love each other and not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his own brother. Why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Don't be amazed, brothers, if the world hates you. We, for our part, know that we have passed from death to life because we keep loving the brothers. The person who fails to keep on loving is still under the power of death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. The way that we have come to know love is through his having laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. If someone has worldly possessions and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how can he be loving God? Children, let us not love with words and talk, but with actions and in reality. Here is how we will know that we are from the truth and will set our hearts at rest in his presence. If our hearts know something against us, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts know nothing against us, we have confidence in approaching God. Then, whatever we ask for, we receive from him, because we are obeying his commands and doing the things that please him. This is his command, that we are to trust in the person and power of his Son Yeshua the Messiah, and to keep loving one another, just as he commanded us. Those who obey his commands remain united with him, and he with them. Here is how we know that he remains united with us: by the Spirit whom he gave us. Dear friends, don't trust every spirit. On the contrary, test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Here is how you recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit which acknowledges that Yeshua the Messiah came as a human being is from God. And every spirit which does not acknowledge Yeshua is not from God. In fact, this is the spirit of the anti-Messiah. You have heard that he is coming. Well, he's here now in the world already. You children are from God and have overcome the false prophets, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world's viewpoint, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God doesn't listen to us. This is how we distinguish the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. Beloved friends, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves has God as his Father and knows God. Those who do not love do not know God, because God is love. Here is how God showed his love among us. God sent his only Son into the world so that through him we might have life. Here is what love is: not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the kapara for our sins. Beloved friends, if this is how God loved us, we likewise ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains united with us, and our love for him has been brought to its goal in us. Here is how we know that we remain united with him, and he with us. He has given to us from his own Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent his Son as deliverer of the world. If someone acknowledges that Yeshua is the Son of God, God remains united with him, and he with God. Also, we have come to know and trust the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who remain in this love remain united with God, and God remains united with them. Here is how love has been brought to maturity with us. As the Messiah is, so are we in the world. This gives us confidence for the day of judgment. There is no fear in love. On the contrary, love that has achieved its goal gets rid of fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The person who keeps fearing has not been brought to maturity in regard to love. We ourselves love now because He loved us first. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For if a person does not love his brother whom he has seen, then he cannot love God whom he has not seen. Yes, this is the command we have from Him. Whoever loves God must love his brother too. Everyone who believes that Yeshua is the Messiah has God as his Father, and everyone who loves a father loves his offspring too. Here is how we know that we love God's children. When we love God, we also do what He commands, for loving God means obeying His commands. Moreover, His commands are not burdensome, because everything which has God as its Father overcomes the world. And this is what victoriously overcomes the world: our trust. Who does overcome the world if not the person who believes that Yeshua is the Son of God? He is the one who came by means of water and blood, Yeshua, the Messiah. Not with water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit bears witness, because the Spirit is the truth. There are three witnesses: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three are in agreement. If we accept human witness, God's witness is stronger, because it is the witness which God has given about His Son. Those who keep trusting in the Son of God have this witness in them. Those who do not keep trusting God have made Him out to be a liar, because they have not trusted in the witness which God has given about His Son. And this is the witness: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Those who have the Son have the life. Those who do not have the Son of God do not have the life. I have written you these things so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who keep trusting in the person and power of the Son of God. This is the confidence we have in His presence. If we ask anything that accords with His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, then we know that we have what we have asked from Him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin that does not lead to death, he will ask, and God will give him life for those whose sinning does not lead to death. There is sin that does lead to death. I am not saying he should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has God as his Father does not go on sinning. On the contrary, the Son born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment, so that we may know who is genuine. Moreover, we are united with the one who is genuine, united with His Son, Yeshua the Messiah. He is the genuine God and eternal life. Children, guard yourselves against false gods.